Interesting listening to Zubin talking about the up-and-coming players and making sure they are noticed. I noticed one this week, a youngster by the name of Kane Williamson. He's 21 years old, cracking his second Test century, but they're earmarking him as a real star of the future. And this latest Test century, really a match-saving knock against South Africa. Is he the real deal?
Kane Williamson is absolutely the real deal. Ah. 21 years old, as you say. You know, a very, very good batsman. You know, had scored very heavily in domestic cricket before he got his call-up. His Test debut was in India. He scored a century on debut, 131. For any player, you know, to score a century on debut is something. For a young player, you know, coming into India, you know, the cauldron, you know, with his, you know, a teeming stadium, you know, India had rattled up a big score and, you know, he went out, made his Test century. That shows something. And then more so, I think, this century that he made against South Africa, a match-saving century, you know, which requires a different kind of mindset. So we talked earlier in the show about, you know, 2020 cricket and going for the shots. You know, the mettle of a batsman is really tested when they have to save a game. So, you know, how good is your defense? How can you save your, you know, you're playing fluently, but your partner at the other end isn't. So how do you shield them? You know, you've got a relentless bowling attack that's prized out, you know, the rest of the batting lineup, yet you are standing there and withstanding the pressure. So that is where a batsman is made. I think when you save a game for your team, and he did that. So kudos to him. And I'm really looking forward to seeing more from Kane Williamson.
And he did it under extreme circumstances. The South Africans were not holding anything back. He had missiles flying around his head. And all. I mean, it was a very brave innings, regardless of the fact that it also save the game. So, as you say, a very different way of making a name for yourself.
Yeah, and, you know, against a very, very good bowling attack, I mean, the South Africans probably have the best pace attack in the world right now. Morne Morkel was bowling, you know, these brilliant Yorkers. You know, Dale Steyn has pace. Vernon Philander was bowling very well. You know, it was just to withstand that kind of pressure. And again, not just blocking, but actually also scoring the runs. So, you know, he went on and he made a Test century against this attack in very trying conditions. I think he really is one to look out for.
I'm sure it's a name we may well discuss many times in the future on this show. Listen out for it. Kane Williamson.